Welcome to Men Alive, a biblical journey to help us conform to the image of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Paul Estabrooks. Our teacher is my longtime friend, Dr. Jim Cunningham, consultant in adult education, director of GoTeach Global, and author of the book, Men Alive.
Paul, your wife Diane taught English as a second language for many years. Tell our listeners her story about the E word.
In Diane's school in Mississauga, Ontario, there were about 30 languages spoken in the homes of her elementary school students. So they were taught to respect people from other countries and cultures. One day at recess, Diane was supervising the playground area and saw one of her ESL students sobbing in tears. "What's wrong?" she asked. But the girl continued to cry and would not speak. Diane said, "If I'm going to help you, you must tell me what is wrong." "No, I cannot say it," the girl cried. "He called me a bad word," and pointed to a boy. "What word?" "I can't say that word," the girl wept. "It's so bad."
"Please tell me so I can help you," Diane persisted. Finally, the young girl burst out with,
"He called me the E word," and continued crying.
"What E word?"
With one last sob, the young girl said, "He called me an idiot." Diane tried to keep a straight face as she helped the young girl finally stop crying.
Thanks, Paul. Our topic today is not the E word, but the D word. For many years, we have taught a course together titled Standing Strong Through the Storm, subtitled Victorious Living for Christians Facing Pressure and Persecution. The first draft was completed by you with the help from staff of Open Doors with Brother Andrew in the late 1990s. Then in the year 2000, I put together a teacher's guide and a participant's guide. Recently, Open Doors published the third edition of the SSTS text, which is now in 48 languages around the globe. In the section on who is our enemy, we teach that we have only one enemy. He has many names, called Satan, Lucifer, the devil, the accuser, the father of lies, but he is the same force. He may use rulers or religious leaders or rowdies or relatives to oppose us, but it is the same enemy behind all these sources of pressure and persecution of Christians. In one of our lessons, we teach that our enemy has a name. He's called in Scripture disobedient ruler, deceiver, and destroyer. I commented to one class that in English, these three characteristics each start with the letter D. So we could refer to our enemy as the D-man. The participants quickly offered a list of more character qualities of Satan that start with the English letter D. A good example of Satan's strategy is found in the books of the Bible written by the prophet Ezra and the leader Nehemiah. Let me walk through what happened and examine this cosmic conflict between our God, the God of creation, and our enemy, the rebellious, created being called Satan, the D-man. Near the end of the 70 years the Jewish people were in exile in Babylon, the Lord stirred the heart of the king, Cyrus of Persia, to pass a decree to allow some of the Jewish people to return and reestablish the worship of their God in Jerusalem. But some of the priests were disorganized in their record keeping and so were disqualified from serving until they could prove their lineage. I admire men who are organized. Some men know exactly where every tool is in their work area. They know precisely where every receipt is kept for every expenditure. They rarely ever start a question with, "Where is my whatever?" They know where things are, and they know how to find them. Pablo, when I grow up, I want to be organized.
No time like the present, Jim. Never too late. I agree, though, our enemy causes discouragement if he can make us disorganized. 1 Corinthians 14:40 says, "Be sure that everything is done properly in a good and orderly way."
Our enemy also uses the strategy of doubt. Ezra records that even though the people were afraid of the local residents, they rebuilt the altar at its old site. There they began to sacrifice burnt offerings on the altar to the Lord each morning and evening. They overcame their doubt and fears and kept at the task.
Then their enemies tried deceit and intimidation. The Bible says the enemies of Judah and Benjamin heard the exiles were rebuilding a temple to the Lord, the God of Israel, and said, "Let us build with you, for we worship your God just as you do."
Deceit is a huge issue today, men. I am shocked at how many people buy the idea that all religions are equal, all lead up the same mountain to the same God. Jesus made it plain as daylight when he said in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." That verse may well be the most distinctive feature of Christianity. Think about it, man. If the Bible is true, and it is, and if Jesus is the Son of God, and he is, and if Jesus is risen from the dead, and he is, then there is only one way possible to heaven, through receiving Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord. Sorry to all those who cannot or will not accept Christ, yet want to pretend to be Christians. Ezra had a similar challenge when he refused to let the enemies of Judah work with him. They tried to discourage him and frighten him. Then they tried to defraud him. They bribed agents to work against them and to frustrate their plans. Have you ever had a plan go sideways? Have you ever been discouraged by a setback in your efforts? Welcome to the Christian family. We have an enemy who loves to deceive, discourage, and defraud us from our peace and joy in serving Jesus Christ.
And our enemy never gives up. When a new king replaced Cyrus, the enemies of the Jews in Judah wrote a letter of accusation against them, trying to derail the rebuilding of the temple.
Then the enemies tried to dishonor the Jews by saying the ones who came back to Jerusalem from Babylon were rebuilding this rebellious and evil city. That caused the king to stop all work while he investigated the charges.
Another D word, delay. You are listening to Men Alive with Dr. Jim Cunningham. We're discussing today how our enemy Satan enjoys attacking us with D-words, and we're offering you a free PDF of The D-Man. Simply request it by emailing us at menaliveuntogod@gmail.com. That's menaliveuntogod@gmail.com.
We can become demoralized and lose faith and energy by attacks on our character as a follower of Jesus Christ. It is discouraging to have demands that are unreasonable and unfounded, but there's good news. Ezra perseveres, and eventually the new king said, "Leave them alone, let them worship their God," and then comes the interesting story twist. King Darius tells the ones who complained to pay the full construction costs of the Jews to rebuild their temple without delay. The Bible says the Jewish elders were greatly encouraged. Soon the task was completed and the temple of God was dedicated with great joy.
In the Hebrew scriptures, the book of Ezra and Nehemiah are one book. It appears that even though the temple was rebuilt, the walls around the city to protect the temple had fallen into disrepair. That sounds like another D word, disrepair.
Whenever a man wants to do what God tells him to do, it's like a spiritual battle begins. Satan, the D-man, hates God's plan and hates anyone who seeks to obey God's word. Look at what happened to Nehemiah. God answers Nehemiah's prayer to rebuild the walls around Jerusalem to protect God's people and the temple built by Ezra. But the three primary officials of the region, Sanballat, Tobiah, and Geshem the Arab, were very much disturbed that someone had come to promote the welfare of the Israelites.
So we'll add disturbed as another D word of our D-man enemy.
Satan loves to stir up opposition to God's plans. He often gets non-Christians disturbed enough to take action against Christians whom they perceive are going to reduce their power and their control. Well, with Nehemiah, it didn't work. Nehemiah surveyed the city, came up with a plan that every family unit would work on rebuilding the wall in front of their home.
That plan sounds like one we could use today to rebuild what the enemy has destroyed in our country. Each father needs to rebuild the spiritual walls in his family unit first.
Notice next that the enemy got Sanballat, Tobiah, and Geshem the Arab to mock Nehemiah and denigrate the Jews. Disinformation is one of the beginning stages the enemy uses to attack the good name of followers of Christ. The Bible says Sanballat became angry and was greatly incensed. He ridiculed the Jews and mocked them. This is so typical of our enemy, Satan. Get people angry at Christians. They are the bad guys. Hitler did it in Germany against the Jews. Same strategy. Turn people against the quiet ones in the land. Make them a target of derision and plot trouble against them. The goal is to shut Christians off, instill fear, and make them be silent. Let us do whatever we want. No rules, and definitely no so-called God rules or God-given commandments. Satan loves to distract us from our God-given task to do.
The good news, men, is that there is a stronger D-man who is a deliverer, Jesus of Nazareth. He rose from the dead and defeated Satan's demonic power over us.
An illustration from the Second World War comes to mind. Hitler was increasing his control and power by conquering Austria, Poland, Netherlands, Belgium, France. He even attacked Russia. While all of this was happening, Canada and the U.S. were sending men and equipment across the Atlantic to join the Allied forces in preparing for an invasion against Hitler's army. Eventually, they were ready. It was called D-Day, June 6, 1944, 77 years ago. Over 5,000 ships ferried 150,000 men across the English Channel to land in Normandy, France, and move inland to liberate France, Belgium, and Holland and carry on to Germany. On May 8, 1945, the Allied forces accepted Germany's surrender after Adolf Hitler committed suicide. The day Jesus rose from the dead was the spiritual D-Day for Satan. The beginning of his defeat. Yet he remains alive and continues to harass Christians until the day Jesus Christ returns and Satan is finally destroyed. Allied soldiers continue to have casualties right up to the final day of the war. Our spiritual battles with the D-man will continue until Christ returns. The good news is he has been defeated. He's just not yet dead. Satan reminds me of a wounded rhinoceros, defeated but dangerous until dead. As Christian men, we have a Redeemer, our Deliverer, our Lord and Savior Jesus of Nazareth. I trust you know him as your personal Savior and Protector.
There you have it, men. As a follower of Jesus Christ, we can be free from the power of the D-man. May we be like Ezra and Nehemiah in our changing culture. Our special offer for you on this program is a PDF copy of The D-Man. Request your copy at menaliveuntogod@gmail.com. That's menaliveuntogod@gmail.com. Men Alive is a production of Go Teach Global. Visit our website at goteachglobal.com. Until next time, I'm your host, Paul Estabrooks, on behalf of Dr. Jim Cunningham, encouraging you to become men alive, transformed into the image of Jesus Christ.